This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
It's Friday.
Woohoo!
We really do have, we have a great topic for y'all. Just go into the weekend
We just did something really fun with your hand. Do that again.
You can't see me doing it.
One of your fingernails needs to be filed. Look at that.
I'm sure everyone around the world wanted to hear that.
Okay.
So,
do you need balance in your life? Do you need balance in it this weekend? Okay, well, it's been said that that's what we need to strive for in our life, which is balance.
That's right.
So today, we're going to discuss how to achieve balance in your life so you can start living it up.
Yeah, it's called balance. And in Ecclesiastes 7:16, it says, "Don't be too good or too wise. Why destroy yourself?"
Yeah, that's out of balance.
Yeah, you're totally out of balance. You know, you know. I don't know. When I was first saved, I got into every ministry known to mankind.
Well, honey, that's your personality. When you are all in, man, you are all in. You're like one of these little kids that loves to do all this stuff, and they finally just they're trying to get their child to go to bed, and the child does not want to go to bed, and then finally he just exhausts himself, and they look over at the child and he's asleep.
Yeah,
that's you. You don't understand because life is just so enjoyable to you. You want to be in everything, which is not a bad thing, but you got to take care of yourself too.
I do, and my mentor gave me a great advice, and his name is Bill Bornstein. He's a pastor of Harvest Bible Church in Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out to Bill and all your congregation. You know, Bill told me, he said, "How many ministries are you in right now?"
After you were saved.
After I was saved. And I said, I started counting. I said, "Seven." He looked at me, he said, "Seven." Mm-hmm. He said, "I want you to drop six of them." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said, "You have to have a balance, Scott. Because the first thing, that's the most important thing, is your relationship with Christ." Mm-hmm. "And if you're too busy doing the busy work," like what was the Martha and Mary story?
Mary was just wanting to sit at Jesus' feet.
That's right.
Martha was up trying to make everything perfect.
Exactly right. And so, you know, he said you need to have a balance there to where you can really have that quality time with Christ so you can be excellent for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since then, of course, I've taken on a couple of more ministries and since then and mentorship and things of that sort. But his advice to me stuck with me, you know, and it will stick with me for a lifetime. In fact, people that I mentor today, I tell them that, man, you got to have a balance.
You do.
You know, I mean, we live in this world. We're not of this world anymore when we become believers, you know. We're with Christ, okay? But we live in this world, okay? Now, when I was single and I was not a believer, my idol was football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll admit that. Every time football was on, I was watching it. I mean, I played football in junior high, in high school, in college. And so I was a football fanatic. And I was really fanatical about the Arkansas Razorbacks. You know, shout out for Arkansas Razorbacks. But, you know, when I got saved, I just took a total, you know, 360. I mean, it just...
I didn't know you then.
Yeah, you didn't know me then. But, you know, I still enjoy watching football occasionally. But I remember Tony Evans at a men's conference. He said this, and this is what I'm talking about, balance. He was asked to go speak at a major conference somewhere in the country. And he had accepted. And then someone came up to him, because he's chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys at that time. Said, "Hey, man, you know, we got box seats for you and your family and all your friends at the Cowboy game." So he had a choice to make, and this is a playoff game, a very important game for the Dallas Cowboys. So he had a choice to make. He could cancel his speaking engagement. and go to the Cowboys or not go to the game and go to the speaking engagement. He prayed about it. And this is what Christ gave him. He said, the Dallas Cowboys never died on a cross for me.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great analogy.
That's where balance comes from. Mm-hmm. What's important to you? Mm-hmm. Okay? It's okay to have fun, you know, in some of the secular things. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yep.
You know, Tracy, you like to shop. Mm-hmm. You know, I like football. We like to do things. You know, we laugh and crack up and watch the TV and watch some movies and, you know.
We just play with our voices here on the computer.
But you know what, man? When your life is out of balance, you can get sick.
You can.
You know, you can feel tired. You know, sometimes you just got to take a day off. Mm-hmm. You know, eat balanced diets. I'm trying to do better with that myself.
Here's my pet peeve mm-hmm. is sleep.
Yes.
Getting no less than seven hours every night. And I know when we got married, even before we got married, and I saw that that was not a high priority on your list.
Yeah, it was like 4 hours a night.
Something's got to change. This is not going to work for me. This is going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then I think you've kind of really come around to how much better you feel.
I do.
You always had something wrong.
I was always sick. You know,
that's
I had a runny
why.
Nose. Or, mm-hmm. But, you know.
But you can't get into that mindset, well, if I'm up all night in the Word, or if I'm not trying yeah. to be hateful here, but God expects you to sleep.
Yes,
you know,
he does.
He'll redeem all that because I'm staying up all night with him. That's just not wisdom.
Yes.
That's out of balance thinking. He expects us to take care of ourselves.
You know, I think some of the greatest examples of balance is Jesus. You know, when he was with Peter and the disciples, especially when he met Peter, you know, and was out in the boat, and Peter was complaining, man, there's no fish out here. And Jesus said, really? Cast your net out again. You know? And then here comes Peter, man, with hundreds of fish. He can't even hardly pull it up, so Jesus helped him pull it up in the boat. He cast it out again. Jesus was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was balance, man. I mean, he was enjoying that. Okay, when he came back and it was on the beach and Peter and John and some of the disciples were eating with him and what were they eating? They're eating fish.
Yep.
Okay, Jesus, you know, and Jesus also when Lazarus died, and Martha and Mary came up to him, and said, if you'd just been here, he wouldn't have died.
Mm-hmm.
In the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lord of the universe, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords showed his human side.
He's the lion and the lamb.
And he had a tear coming down his
mm-hmm.
cheek.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just the fact that Lazarus died. It was the fact that they didn't have the faith that he could raise him from the dead.
Right.
But he showed his human side. Mm-hmm. It hurt him.
Of course.
Okay? And so there was balance there, okay? And that's Christ, man. That's the perfect one. Okay? And he's trying to show us, you know, when we're tired, if we're sad, it's okay to cry.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's definitely okay to laugh.
Mm-hmm. We love to
do
that.
You know? So, you know, just pray about this, what we're talking about today, because balance is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I love reading the Word. There's nothing I love doing more than reading the Word mm-hmm. and serving others.
Mm-hmm.
I truly enjoy that, and so does Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
We really love it. You know, God has instilled that in our hearts. But there's a time she and I are going to go to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not R-rated, we don't go to those. You know, and that's not being, you know, all this and that, we just choose not to because we don't want to pollute our minds because, you know, just walking out the front door, your
it's
mind
not,
gets polluted
yeah.
or turning on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We do. We enjoy things like that. You know, we're going to a wedding, you know, tomorrow.
We went to romantic play on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, went to romantic play, yes, and we were so high up and it's called Bass Hall in Fort Worth. We were so high up, my lovely
mm-hmm.
wife, who's scared of heights, I don't really like her myself. We were right by the rail, bless her heart, and I was trying to hold her. And
I had no idea we were four or five stories up.
But once the play started, it was a good play, and we enjoyed ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there has to be balance in everything.
There does. And don't feel guilty about it. It's healthy.
Yes.
We're supposed to play. We love to play. Just play again.
Exactly.
Let your give your worries to the Lord where they where he says cast his cast your care on him because he cares for you. Be like that child. Start focusing on what let your world become in color again.
That's right.
Start focusing on the little things even at our silly dogs or go to the park and watch the children play and all those kind of wonderful things, you know, and just be get back in balance. Have fun.
Right. That's right. And always remember the first step of balance is to put your priorities, okay, in place. Mm-hmm. It really is. Okay. And just like I said about Tony Evans, about the Dallas Cowboys and all that, remember, nothing died on the cross for you except Jesus.
That's right.
So he's always our first priority, and that's what gets us in balance. And then we go from there, you know, to love our wives or your husband, mm-hmm. love your family, your kids, you know, love your friends, mm-hmm. okay? Be responsible in your job. I mean, you know, have fun, you know, in your hobbies and this and that. And so, yeah, they're not the first thing in your life anymore. But because you have everything else in balance, when you get to do those, you know, things that you like to do in the secular world, you know, football games or shopping or watching a movie or whatever, it's so much more gratifying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's just so much more gratifying. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I just think this balance thing is something that a lot of people struggle with.
That's right.
So listen, you know, you may be out of balance listening to this.
Yeah.
You know, and because of that, you may be thinking, and that, you know what, maybe I'm out of balance because I've never given my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you thought you'd given your heart to him years ago, and you've walked away, and you know your life is totally out of balance. Well, you know what? Let's get it back in balance today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give your life to him, your spirit, and most importantly, give your heart to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would pray this prayer with us, please know you're saved, and we can start getting our balance on our life in balance.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. I know that you died on the cross and you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I know that my sins are forgiven because you tell me that they are because I ask you for forgiveness. Jesus, I need balance in my life. And first and foremost, I need you in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today's Friday, and
this is this could be an opportunity for people to get way out of balance on the weekend.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, people tend to go a little nuts, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes on the weekends, mm-hmm. but you know, have a balance there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And start off, the first thing in your balance sheet is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
You know, so pray about a church this weekend, and when you go, ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. Have someone walk with you through this first year or so with Jesus, and just walk you through the Bible mm-hmm. and the wonderful scriptures that you're going to read.
That's right. Well, I guess until Monday, I can't talk. Until Monday, we just want to encourage everybody to strive for that balance in your life.
That's right.
So you can keep living it up.
Well, beginning again. Yeah.